702.
Weekend Breakfast with Gugs Mhlungu.
Standing in for Refilwe Mpakanyane on 702.
Live.
Online.
Smartphones.
DSTV.
92.7.
And 106 FM.
702. Let's walk the talk.
It's 20 minutes before 8 o'clock. Time for us to get into our food feature. And after this, we'll get into our small business check-in with Beverly Mhlabane, who's a farmer, agripreneur, engineer, founder and CEO of Zappa Farm. But joined now on the line by chef, author and food anthropologist, Dr. Anna Trepido. Anna, good morning.
Hello, hello. Happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday. And how are you?
I am so well. I'm so well.
Great.
I am concerned for all of us that Mother's Day is creeping up. And, you know, it's one of those non-optional social conventions that, you know, it's a sort of heart sink moment. Nobody likes Mother's Day, not even mothers, probably especially mothers, but there's kind of weapons grade recrimination if one doesn't sort of mark it. So, I'm slightly anxious. How are you?
Now I'm anxious. I wasn't worried about Mother's Day, but now I'm a little bit anxious. But isn't it too late to do anything at this point? Because it's not tomorrow, it's next week, Sunday.
It's next Sunday, and I've done a phone around, and, you know, the reality is that there are children who are much better children than us, who have already snapped up all the reservations. So basically, if you haven't got a restaurant reservation, there are very few of them left, because good children have been phoning and reserving all the best places. But I've got a plan, which is I've got a legend that will allow people to have an argument as to why it was that they didn't book for Sunday the 8th, but either they booked for the 9th and 10th or the 4th and 5th. Or, you know, I've got a way that you can make your mother believe that she is the star of the show without it being on Sunday the 8th. And actually, you know, it's always a bad idea to go anywhere on one of those sort of obligatory eating days. So whether it's Valentine's Day or Father's Day or Mother's Day, those are the days when the kitchens are overworked, when all the customers are feeling frantic and have already either had an argument or are waiting for the family feud to develop, that everyone's trying too hard, all the prices been hiked, you get those dreadful kind of set menus that don't ever have anything you really want on them. So this is why actually you should go out on the 9th and 10th or the 4th and 5th, but that, you know, that Sunday the 8th is not a good idea. That's how you're going to sell it to mother.
Okay.
So now that we know how we're going to sell it to mother, here is the cunning plan I've got, is that we say we are going to the restaurant because it makes the mother sauces. And mother sauces are, you know, we're going to have to be kind of ridiculously francophone and sort of Eurocentric to pull this off.
Mm-hmm.
But I think given the drama, this is what we're going to have to do. That a mother sauce is one of those sort of high-skill, old-school French fine dining sauces that they were first developed by, you know, the man who is essentially the first celebrity chef, Antoine Carême. That he's a 19th-century French chef, and what he does is, you know, French sauces were a big kind of chaotic mess, that everybody had their own recipes, their own names. Often the sauces were simply there to hide, like, meat that had gone off, frankly. So what he does is he standardizes and codifies French sauces so that he says there are the four mother sauces, which he said were bechamel, espagnol, velouté, and allemande. So that those are the mother sauces. And then he says all other sauces are descended from those sauces, and those are the daughter sauces. And then a bit later, Escoffier comes along, and he slightly fiddles with that. So he adds hollandaise and sauce tomate, and he takes out allemande, which he quite rightly says is just a velouté daughter. It's not a mother in its own right.
Mm-hmm.
But so we're left with the five kind of classic sauces that we know from old school restaurants. So bechamel, espagnol, velouté, hollandaise, and tomate. So those are the ones that if you go to any sort of Ponzi French restaurant, you will find in various forms.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the mother sources. So tell your mother that you've chosen this restaurant on this day because they serve mother sources.
So why is the classification of mother versus daughter sources important?
Look, I think, again, it's not important if you're going through any genre other than French, you know, that you know, Thai sources, West African sources, those don't operate on these principles. But essentially, what it means is if you're working in a French food genre, that if you've mastered those basic sources, if you know how to make, for instance, a good bechamel, that there are then a range of daughter descendants that are variations on that base sauce. So if you can make a bechamel, for instance, which is a roux, so a flour and butter mixture with milk, essentially. If you've mastered the bechamel, then you can make a sauce mornay, which is just a cheese added. If you have mastered a hollandaise, which is basically that egg yolk and lemon and mustard with emulsified butter whipped in, then you can make a béarnaise, etc. That if you can do an espagnol, which is that sort of deep, rich, kind of brown stock sauce, then you can make a bigarade sauce, which means you've added orange zest. If you can make a chasseur, which is, you know, you've added mushrooms to that mixture. But so what it does is it means, A, that you have, you know, a kind of whole encyclopedia of sauces in your head when really all you know is five basic sauces. And then in a more abstract way, you know, if what sauces do is that they bring plates together, you know, you've got all these disparate elements on your plate. So mm-hmm. you've got the meat and the starch and the little veg, etc. What a sauce does is it kind of unifies that. So it creates a proper dish out of what were otherwise just sort of nice elements. And ultimately, you know, that's what kind of mothers do, is that they unify, they structure, they bring together, they make disparate bits of a family feel like a team. And it's the building blocks on which you can make everything else. So, you know, if you have got a sort of good relationship with your mother, what she's done is she's created that kind of safe space on which you can then be innovative. You know, you can go off and be your own version on a theme.
Mm-hmm. And so if we are then using the argument that we're not going out on Mother's Day, but the day before, the day after, because they have mother sauces, where do we find these mother sauces?
Okay, so if you're a very good child and you want to find all the mother sauces, the only place I know that is sort of sufficiently retro chic that they serve all the mother sauces, you're going to have to go all the way to Polokwane. That Basil's restaurant inside the Radnch Hotel it's the most blissful menu, that in some cases they've got dishes on the menu where you can literally have all the mother sauces on one plate. So, for instance, they've got a venison dish that has an espagnol and a hollandaise and a velouté as well. And then they set fire to it because they're big on flambé. But, you know, also the ranch is just so fabulous that the kind of political drama and people watching potential at Basil's restaurant, you know, I don't think I've ever been there when Julius Malema hasn't been in the restaurant, you know, that it's just, you know, as people watching potential, damn fine in all sorts of ways. So if you want all of the mother sauces, you're going to have to go all the way to Basil's and Polokwane. But if you just want one at a time, because they've sort of, a lot of them are thought of as quite old-fashioned. So you seldom find them in kind of smart Joburg restaurants. But for instance, if you want a lovely hollandaise, that Zoo restaurant, which is there, it's sort of that bit of Rosebank that's almost Sandton, sort of Rivonia, Maud Street, that David Hicks does a Zoo burger. And Zoo is Z-I-O-U-X. And the burger comes in a brioche bun, and it's topped with hollandaise that is then topped with truffle. So, you know, if mother is, if you've got a very glamorous mother that you think can kind of pull off the sort of super stylish Stanton thing that happens at Zoom, they have a truffled hollandaise that is damn fine. You better hope that your credit card is extremely kind of well charged if you're going there. But it is lovely.
Okay.
It's very glam and full of cocktails. If mummy likes cocktails, the truffled hollandaise at Zoo is a must.
Yeah. We're going to have to leave it at that. Unfortunately, we're out of time. We always have so much to talk about. So we won't get to the where to find the bechamel, the velouté. But if you want a great hollandaise, you recommend Zoo in Rosebank. And they're a new establishment as well.
They are pretty new, and the cocktails are fabulous. Mother will feel very loved. And just very last thing is that the Johannesburg Culinary and Pastry School are doing a sushi making class. You just go to JHB Culinary Pastry on Instagram, and they, if you just can't face all that kind of heavy Frenchness, some sort of light Japanese mummy and child sushi making could be a thing you could do for Mother's Day too.
Yeah. Anna, always a pleasure chatting to you. Have a fantastic long weekend.